Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we are in the final day of 2021, heading into a new year, seems fitting that we wrap up the year of these devotions, these prayer times focused on remembering the warnings of God. Sometimes we kind of get a little bit hung up on that idea of being warned. And yet we deal with warnings our entire life. And sometimes we hesitate or we're resistant to them because we really want to do what we want to do. And if we're warned about something and we go ahead and do it anyhow, and, well, it fails. Or it causes problems, or whatever it might be, we kind of feel foolish. Sometimes we disobey the warnings or we ignore the warnings and we suffer the consequences and we lash out at whoever and whatever we can. But in reality, we realize that it's kind of our own fault. And God wants us to be prepared. As I served with IDES a couple weeks and saw the incredible devastation that were brought about, was brought about by a series of tornadoes. Devastation including the loss of life. But what really surprised me wasn't that there was a loss of life, it was that that number wasn't greater. And a part of that, at least, was because of the warnings that were being issued. Entire neighborhoods built with nowhere to escape. Completely flattened. And some wrote it out in their homes the best that they could, but others found shelter. And when we consider the warnings of God, Jesus, in scripture I had pulled up just disappeared on me, but we'll get there. As Jesus was talking with the disciples shortly before the crucifixion, in John chapter 16, verse 4, he's warning them about the troubles that will come. He's warning them about those that will fall away and wanting them to not be of those that fall away because of the trouble. And he says, I have told you this in John 16, 4, I have told you this so that when the time comes, you will remember that I warned you. I did not tell you this at first because I was with you. And Jesus wanted them to be aware so that it wouldn't catch them off guard. They wouldn't be surprised. When we look at God's Word and we understand the truth that it's filled with, just as we talked about a little bit when we talked about remembering the laws of God and how they're for our good and our protection, the same is true of the warnings of God. And it seems like we live in a time where we put warnings on everything. Perhaps you remember the incident of the McDonald's coffee that was too hot and burned a lady, and then we ended up with these warnings on the cups that the contents may be hot. Prior to that, the apple pies that they would serve always had a disclaimer on the box that warning, contents may be hot. And sometimes we laugh about that. Sometimes we think, well, that's incredibly foolish that they would have to put that on there. Of course it might be hot. But warnings are really meant for those that might not know. They're an extra layer of protection. In a culture that's sometimes lawsuit happy, it becomes a layer of protection for those that produce things, but it's also meant to be a layer of protection for those who use things. And while we laugh at things that we think should not need a warning, we often ignore things that do have warnings and they need them. Many people experience troubles. They experience chaos in life, and they look to God and they believe that God failed them. That somehow in their mind that chaos and trouble should not happen to good and godly people. And yet Jesus is warning his disciples. He's warning those that are closest to him. He's warning those that he has sent out and who have accomplished miracles and incredible things in the name of Jesus. He's warning them that they will be put out of the synagogue, that they will be rejected, that they will experience trouble and chaos. And he's warning us that we too will experience trouble and chaos. I think many times here in the United States and some other areas also, we get caught up in the ease of being a Christian, of being a follower of Jesus. And we forget that there are Christians, there are followers of Jesus all over the world that experience trouble simply because they follow Jesus. And we talk about the difficulties we have in being a Christian, and yet, most of us in the country that I live in really don't have a good grasp of what difficulty really is when it comes to being a Christian. It's not that we don't have difficulty, but ours generally doesn't come because we follow Jesus. And Jesus wants us to remember his warnings that life will not always be easy, but he has promised, and he promised his disciples, he promises us that we're not doing it alone. And so that the troubles of this life should not catch us off guard, should not destroy our spirit, should not destroy our pursuit of God. Everything around us may crumble. Everything we've built our life on may crumble, but the Word of God remains forever. And it's in those warnings of His Word that we realize that is what matters. Jesus says he gives these warnings, and he had not told them before because he was with them, but he's preparing them for a time where he is gone. He's no longer able to kind of run interference. And they'll rely on his Spirit that he will pour out upon them, that he will fill them with. We have warnings of troubles that will come in this world. We have warnings of the consequences of sin, of living a life separated from God. We have warnings of the influences we allow in our life. Throughout God's Word, we find these warnings meant to help us, meant to remind us, meant to protect us. Not necessarily to protect us from the things that will happen, but to protect our heart and our mind, to guard them in Christ. So that when the chaos surrounds us, when it feels that the sky is falling, we can remember that none of it catches God by surprise, and that we can turn to Him in the midst of whatever we face, and we can find a God that cares, a God that knows, and a God that loves. As we spend time praying this morning, I would ask that we each pray about our response to the warnings. That God would help us to pay closer attention. That we would take them seriously, that it would not simply be something that we read or we hear and we brush it off. Sometimes in this world we get so used to ignoring warnings because, well, they're not always accurate. We have a winter storm warning issued for the area I live in. And some people will prepare, some will do what they can to be ready for it, others will, well, they'll just wait and see. These warnings that are issued about weather aren't always accurate. They claim you'll get this much snow or this much bad weather, and the weather patterns shift and we get none of it. And so we kind of just take them with a grain of salt. Life as usual. If it comes, it comes. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And it's one thing to do that with the warnings issued by the people of this world, but when God gives a warning, it's accurate. It's true. It's right. It's meant to be heeded. It's meant to be remembered. So pray that you would be one that not only becomes aware of the warnings of God's Word, but that you remember them, that you heed them, that you allow them to direct your response or even your lack of response to the things of this world. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love for us is so incredible that you've given us a variety of warnings throughout your word. Warnings of the consequences of sin and what happens when we choose to sin and we reject you. Warnings of an eternal separation if we reject a relationship with you. Your word gives us warnings of trouble that will come and that we will face in this world. In the midst of those warnings are promises that you will be with us, that your Spirit will comfort us, will guide us, will correct us and direct us as needed. Father, today, help us to be more in tune with the warnings of your word. May we not only gaze into your word and find those perfect laws which give freedom, may we take to heart the warnings that it contains so that we're not caught off guard by a life that isn't what we expected, by trouble that we had hope to avoid, that the chaos of this world, the sickness and disease and disasters that face believers and unbelievers alike would be seen for what they are, that we would know that your presence can be with us in the midst of all of that. Father, as we consider what it looks like and what it means to remember your warnings, for those that are kind of informational, that simply prepare us for a mental and spiritual awareness and preparation for what's to come, may we not be overwhelmed. For those warnings that provide direction in how to avoid consequences that would not be good, may we take seriously. Like the caution of something being hot and not gulping it down or not touching the hot stove. May the warnings of what happens when we allow sin to creep in keep us from being involved in that. May the warnings of the trouble that life brings keep us from blaming you or rejecting you because we somehow thought it shouldn't happen to us. Father, as we gaze into your word and we spend time learning and remembering the warnings that it contains, may we find comfort. May we find courage in knowing the promise of Jesus to be with us to the very end of the age. A promise fulfilled through the pouring out of the Holy Spirit. Father, we remember your warnings. May we lift up Jesus as the hope that we live by. And may we lift him up as the hope of all nations, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.